Well, we're talking baseball, IUP baseball, and Coach Steve with me right here, Steve Klein. And, you know, we're going to talk about this IUP team that qualified for the playoffs. Congratulations, first of all. And, wow, looking at your season, it was up and down, and, boy, you finished with a flourish. That had to be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we, congratulations to all the guys and the fans and people that supported us all year. It's been great. It was a grind. I mean, last year we went 27-22 and didn't make the playoffs. This year I went 23-27 and make the playoffs. So we played some really tough teams early in the year that made us better for the run at the end.
And you, the trip down south that you go early in the year, weather's bad and that sort of thing. I know you had a rough time down there. You had to regroup. Obviously, you put it together when you had it to.
Yeah, I mean, playing those teams, you play those Florida teams, you play that Newberry team from South Carolina, I think, and the Pembroke team, they're all ranked in the top 15 of the, in the country. So we went down there with the impressions of teaching our kids, like, this is what you're going to see when you get to the high, like the, in the playoffs and the at the next level. So when we came back up here, I knew Seton Hill, I knew Mercyhurst, Gannon, everybody in this conference over here on this side, Pitts Johnson, all of them have good arms. And then on the east side of us, they really got some good arms too. So Millersville's and East Stroudsburg's, you just get ready for it. And we got to see the same pitching that we saw down there. So I was like, you're not going to it's not like you're going to see something different when you got back up here. So I wanted the kids to see it every day and play like a major league everyday grind for like 4 or 5 days in a row, because used to playing on the weekend, come back, play like a midweek. I wanted them to learn how to play that, because now when we go to the playoffs, it's, win or keep going. So you got to learn how to play that grind. So we've done that too. So now we got to be able to implement it into the playoffs here.
Of course, you had to really put on the surge at the end. You win two games, you win the doubleheader at Gannon, come back, and then the way you finished up with the young kid, Kanick from Indiana here, giving you the walk-off win in your last game. That's kind of the way you want to go into a playoff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting. I mean, I screwed up and got us 51 games on the schedule, kind of played Mount Aloysius, and we went down. We were supposed to go down and play some teams, and we got cancellations, and I kind of threw the monkey around. I said I went to West Virginia, so I couldn't count past 50. The way we came back, we had to win a certain amount of games, and our guys responded. They went right up to Gannon, and we beat them the first two games. And then the way we could have just folded the other day and said, we're already in the play, and they came back, and we won that game. And it was a playoff atmosphere. The guys were hyped and excited, and there was like, that's what you want to see right there, that energy and that excitement from and like you said, Kang came, he's a walk-on kid for me last year, to come here and play from right here in Indiana, and he did a great job. He just, I think he had like three punch outs that game, but yet he came up with a big hit. They walked him, the guy, intentionally, and he hits the big game winner. So happy for him. I'm happy to see the success he's having there.
You've been here at IUP a couple of years. What do you look for an IUP baseball player that you can get to that level where you are contenders already, but, to that upper echelon?
I think you have to – I'm starting to try to look for IQ, baseball IQ. I think that's tremendous. If you can have any kind of knowledge of the game and how the game is played, you're already a step ahead of some of these kids. And then I look for a savage. I want a kid who wants to be someone who wants to go out there and take charge and, when we're on that field, we win. That's what you want, just to win. It's everything you can do to win that game and be unselfish and just a good team player, that type of thing. The grinders, I like those kids, but you just have to have heart and just desire to, I think that's what you want in every kid. You want that good heart and that smart brain, and, the athletic ability is there for all of them. It's just their work habits and how they approach their own workouts and you have to learn how to execute. I tell kids all the time, it's not about the 6'5" guy or kid that runs, 6'0". You have to be able to execute. A lot of kids today just hit the ball off the tee and they're like, oh, I'm hitting whatever your velo is. I don't care what your velo is. You have to hit the guy actually throwing the ball to you. So that's what I got to watch. Yeah.
You're a Pennsylvania guy. So you've been in the major leagues, you've been in the minor leagues, coaches, you've done this, you've done that. Why come to IUP? Why was this job something that you wanted to do?
Well, I always thought I could be a good head coach, and I thought if I get a chance with some college, especially the way the pros were turning a little bit, the analytical stuff, and I'm more of an old school type of coach, but I still, dab in this stuff here because you never want to sound and like you're lying to a kid when you're talking numbers. And sometimes if you don't know what you're talking about, you know, you get in trouble. So, and then you lose trust. And I just have never wanted a kid to lose trust with me. So that I thought if I came to this institution, I had a chance. You know, I had Mr. Gargiarelli was, you know, great for me. You know, he brought me in because he knew I had baseball experience, and I loved it. I got to be a head coach now and kind of bring in the things I learned from all the guys that I've been around, and I'm still learning. You know, I guess I mean I'm still kind of emotional. I'm still kind of, you know, quick to trigger. I gotta learn how to relax a little bit. And but like Bochy told me, he goes, that takes time. You know, like your first year, you want to fight and you want to win every game. Sometimes you gotta, you know, lose the battle, win the war and stuff like that. But I'm trying to learn that and handling personalities. I just gotta get a little bit better at that yet. Mm-hmm. Too. And there's a lot of things I gotta work on still, but those are some of my top threes I try to look at. So.
Well, we're all working on something, yes, for sure. Steve, you've been here a couple of years now, and with the program, as it's starting to, we see it, you know, progress. Community involvement. This is something that I see in your background, no matter where you've been, that you really be interested in. Are you getting good backing here in the early years at IUP?
Oh, this is tremendous. The fan support that we got. I mean, I got the Eagles, the Moose, you know, downtown, everybody, all the businesses around here have been really supportive of us. And like I said, the Rotary Club, we've been all over the place trying to do some stuff and just like get involved with everything. You know, I make sure my players understand that, you know, this isn't just, you have to give too a little mm-hmm. bit. And I just think they need to learn that the more you inspire people in the community, the more you do things, the more they look at it and they go, wow, that's a really nice kid. You know, I hear it all the time. Hey, your kids are great. They're very polite. They're not. And that's what you want to hear as a coach. You don't want to hear them, oh, he's out getting in trouble. You know, you want to hear the good side, and that's what we hear. So I'm just impressed with like how the community has like taken me in. Yeah. You know, and it's been great. I've enjoyed every single one of them too. It's been like every night you see someone different. And they come up, hey coach, and it's like, you know, and I love it. I think it's that small field like where I grew up back in Lewisburg with Bucknell University around. That's so it's kind of like has that feel like everybody mm-hmm. just supports that team around there, and they've been out to the games. I mean, we've had great crowds and.
We have, yeah.
And it's been, I mean, it's a little windy up there, but, you know, but the tents are out, the flags are flying, people are proud of IUP baseball right now. So.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to play the number one team, Millersville. Who's starting for you? What's your approach there?
Yeah, Jeremiah Williams will be our starter. We'll have Derek Shields and Eddie Bird kind of backing them a little bit if something kind of goes awry. But, yeah, they're a good team. We played them last year. We split with them 1-1. So it's not like we have to like run away from them. But they're a very sound team. They got a lot of senior leadership. They get good arms. They get timely hitting. They run the bases well. They throw the ball to their cutoffs. They, you know, they don't make mistakes. So for us to have a great game against them is we got to swing the bats with no fear, and we just got to make sure we make good pitches and we get off the field with two outs, and we don't we get a little timely hit with two outs. I think the game comes down to two outs a lot of times. People mm-hmm. don't realize that. And a two-out hit with guys on base just deflates a team sometimes. And we struggled earlier with that, and we got better at the end here. Mm-hmm. And that's what I look at. I'm like, you just make timely hits and good pitching and, you know, just good defense, you're always in a game. The defense will keep you in the game as long as you can.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, thanks for your time. Good luck to you. You and I could talk baseball forever here with all your memorabilia that I love seeing in your office. And it's interesting and it's fun seeing IUP baseball where it is right now. We appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate it, Jack. I didn't know you wanted to take some of my Giants stuff and put Dodger stuff up. That's okay. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.